It is Geelong weighing up a pursuit and are today considering a trade for Josh Jenkins from the Adelaide Crows. He's got $1 million to sit on 2 years of his contract. He's put his hand up and said, I'm ready to take a pay cut. The Cats are willing to also do a deal with the Crows that sees the Crows pay a portion of that wage. They could be paying as little as $200,000 of Josh Jenkins' wage for the next 2 seasons. And last night, as
the
I read
Cats.
It, yep. Yep. And as I read it last night, they were weighing up the possibility of bringing him in. And large part of this is the push and the drive by his former Crows teammate, Patrick Dangerfield, getting in the ears of the Cats officials, and I think they might be coming around to it.
Okay, so let's work backwards on this. The financial component to it is crucial, obviously, given the near-bursting elements of the Geelong situation. So roughly on $1 million for the next 2 years on an Adelaide contract, 2020 and 2001, let's break it down to $500,000 a year.
Yep.
You're saying that the Cats, the way you read negotiations as they were playing out last night, are basically going to take 40% of that $1 million on their books,
yep.
$400,000 in total, leaving the Crows to not have Jenkins on their book, but fork out $600,000 for the luxury of that being the case.
Even less for the Crows. Josh has put his hand up and said, I'm ready to take a pay cut, rip up my contract and pay me less.
Okay.
I need a new start. This is a player who was dropped at the end of the season, was told not to rock up to his exit meeting.
Hmm.
So it's done at the Crows, and we'll get to Matthew Nix and his take on it shortly.
It's a really interesting development, Mitch, because a lot of people have been making commentary around where Josh Jenkins go. We knew from the outset, and Josh knew himself, that it was always going to be a deadline day outcome for him. He was always going to have to endure the full 2.5 weeks post the grand final to get to this day without knowing for sure. But you're telling us negotiations ramped up last night. I mean, you were on the phone until basically midnight last night. These negotiations between the Jenkins camp and the Cats, in your eyes, were going down at midnight last night.
Yeah, and I think the Crows, as I see it right now, are still waiting for something in finality by one of these other clubs. Collingwood is another club that has been raised, but I see Geelong as his most likely destination today. I saw yesterday Justin Reid, the Crows list boss, in a long conversation with Paul Connors, the manager of Josh Jenkins. They were both there at AFL House to sort other deals. You know, Paul Connors had a number of other deals to get done. We know the Crows were as active as anyone yesterday. So seeing those two chat, they are looking for a new home. And as I see it right now, Geelong is his most likely destination come trade deadline today.
All right, well, let's retrace the trade radio journey of the Josh Jenkins story just to bring our listeners in on the developments of this. And the news story you've just broken there, Mitch, that on deadline day, and we've got until 7:30 Melbourne time tonight, so it's 12 and a half hours away for this still to go down. But on deadline day, it is the Cats, despite and maybe because of all the media commentary made on this platform and others in the past 2.5 weeks, it gets to this stage of this trade period that Josh Jenkins, the Adelaide Crows player, now finds himself in the box seat to become a Cat as of tonight.
This is Patrick Dangerfield, his former Crows teammate. They spent a lot of time with each other over at the Crows, been involved in each other's weddings. Here's Patrick Dangerfield, pretty bemused on the lack of interest up until last week in his former teammate.
Oh, it's a bit bemusing for mine, to be honest, and I'm a little bit biased because
I must say I'm the same, but
I'm good mates with him. But I try and remove that hat. I just look at his form when he has played. I think he has a lot to offer AFL level. He's a goal kicker at the end of the day, and I'm a bit biased, came with the way that I play. You've still got to kick a winning score to win games.
Yeah.
You've never seen a team, you know, win a game without scoring more than the opposition, and he hits the scoreboard. He's a good contested mark, and he's a really intelligent player. I think quite often, you know, we look at players for what they can't do rather than what they can do. So I'd hope that, you know, he'll find somewhere to play because I think a team would really benefit from him.
Okay, it's a compelling argument from a mate, and he's obviously flagged that. He doesn't need to, but he always does, Paddy. He always gives it a context. And he's clearly very powerful in his own right, Paddy, and he's political when he needs to be, and that's how he gets to the top of the Players Association playing body position. Clearly, he's got inside the mind of Stephen Wells, Mitch.
Absolutely.
And I want to get you to analyse the list of the Geelong Cats in a moment and why and how this can really work for them. But just before we do so, we might just take a reflection now on what Stephen Wells said on Trade Radio last week when asked specifically about the possibilities around Josh Jenkins.
Yeah, it's clear that Josh is available to any club that wants him, but right now our list spots are very, very tight. We haven't got room for Josh Jenkins on our list as it stands at the moment.
So something's changed, and good clubs are able to revisit initial positionings, and good clubs also get deals done early, and I'm a big advocate for those clubs because it allows them then to get to this last day with the possibility of doing something like this, to have their eyes opened up, Mitch, on situations that initially weren't part of their thinking, certainly weren't part of their plans, but it's okay to do so. When you get the Tim Kelly deal done, as they did, one of the first deals to go down, wasn't it? It was a very complicated deal. It had the hallmarks of being the Dylan Shiel one of last year, which went down to the wire. But they've now had effectively a week, haven't they, to work out what to do with picks 14, 17, 24, 36, 37. They've played hardball on the 37 with the Saints, who wanted that number for Jack Stephen. They got in another number, 58, and then we'll use that to get Zach Smith out and Jack Stephen in. I don't expect them to use those numbers I just rattled off there either. So they're still going to be able to take that beautiful array of draft pick number and use something either in the future or something they can still manufacture today.
If Jenkins gets to Geelong, it's a future fourth or a future fifth round pick. This is really...
It's as low as that, is it?
It's bargain basement because...
You're taking the money.
You are, and the Crows are getting him off their books. So it's as much of a win for the Crows as it is Geelong, and that's why this will be a very, very late pick.